This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told him. DJ V Top.
Try that again.
Right, you want to start over again?
Yes, please.
DJ V time is 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. And Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington. I'm in Los Angeles cleaning out the house that I have lived in out here for 10 years. So as of tomorrow, I will be homeless. I can be just like all the other people up and down the street.
Get out of the promenade and get yourself some $6 Starbucks coffee for free.
That's it. So I'm finding all kinds of things that I haven't found that were here for a long time. Things, tools of the trade.
I think it's too late for you to do that.
Yoda.
I'm thinking the same thing.
So, I didn't catch the last one.
You didn't? Okay, let me try another one.
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
All right. Fear
it's
is
a good lesson.
Path
yeah,
to the dark side. Yes. All right, so there's a an overview as we get close to the election now. An overview of the people who are in Congress. And I wonder how many of you really understand who's there, how long they've been there, what they're doing, and maybe even who you're voting for. You just have a, you see a name. More people are uninformed in this country. You can't believe how many people don't know who is actually in charge, in control, and how long they've been here. For example, Patrick Leahy, 74 years old this year, has been a senator for 40 years from Vermont. Been in Washington for 40 years, made it a career. Orrin Hatch from Utah, 80 years old, been in the Senate for 38 years. Barbara Mikulski, 78 years old from Maryland, been in Washington, in Congress 38 years, right? Harry Reid, 75 years old. He's been a senator from Nevada for 32 years. Chuck Schumer, 64 years old from New York, been a senator for 34 years. John McCain is 78. He's been a senator for 32 years from Arizona. Congressman Shelby from Georgia, isn't he from Georgia? I think he is. 80 years old, I mean he's a senator now, been in Congress 36 years. Mitch McConnell, that old fossil, 73 years old, been there for 30 years. Tad Cochran, 77 years old, been there for 42 years. Dick Durbin from Illinois, 70, been there for 32 years. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, 81 years old, been there for 34 years. This is just an example of a long list of people who have been in Congress too long. So, if we go back to the end of World War II, after FDR and that experience, when the Constitutional Convention limited the president to 2 terms, the reason for the 2-term presidency was that, quote, too much power for too long is a threat to our freedom. Huh? How come that doesn't hold true for the members of Congress or the Senate who have been there for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, 42 years for Thad Cochran? What is the deal here? And people don't even realize that when they go to vote. They don't. I'll bet you, Victoria, you didn't realize that there were this many people who have been around that long.
Well, I mean, I did know that, yeah. I do know some things.
I just think there's the reason I made the statement is because a lot of people who are your age, and I don't mean this to be differential, I'm not trying to sound like some snob or age snob, but I do think that there are a lot of people who are voters who just are and it doesn't make any difference what age, but there seem to be more people younger who are unaware of who they're voting for, why they're voting for this person, how long they've been there, what do they do, what do they stand for. They don't know. People don't know.
I've always had a conflicted kind of stance with term limits on Congress. I think if, you know, yes, it sounds good to say, oh, well, there should definitely be term limits so you don't have these fossils who are there for 40 years. Sure. But at the same time, if we looked at it like a business and you had a CEO who's successfully been running your company, they shouldn't have to be fired or they shouldn't have to resign after 8 years or 10 years just because there's a rule that says they should resign.
How do we measure success?
Well, I mean, if the company is paying dividends.
I get that in the company, but what about in Congress? How do we measure success there?
Well, I mean, if you're voting for someone based on, you know, because they share your beliefs or they have a similar platform to what you would want, then yeah. I keep voting for the person who's best representing you. I mean, that's the whole point of having someone represent you in government. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, there are some people who would probably argue and support one of or maybe more of the people on the list that you just read. And there are some people who probably think, well, you know what? He or she has done a great job for 30 years, so why should I not vote for them? And then there are other people, like you said, who just, you know, will go into a ballot box and they just say, well, I know that name, so I'm just going to vote on name recognition. So, yes, it's a problem on both ends, but I don't know what the easy solution is. I don't think there is one.
Well,
solution is that we
disagree with that.
Change them up and try and get new blood and fresh blood in right there.
I get that.
I mean, maybe not every, you know, 2-4 years, but at least every 8 or 10.
Well, the idea that I have, this what makes this all seem rudimentary, the idea that more and more people are coming up with this was something I started talking about years and years and years ago. 1 6-year term for whatever your office, that's it. You run once, then you're not corruptible. Run once for the Senate, you get 6 years there, you're done. 1 6-year term for Congress, you're done. 1 6-year presidency.
Years?
Because that's a happy medium. You
not
can get
sure
a lot done
long, right.
In 6 years, and then you move on.
But I think if you're only there for 6 years, you would be much more corruptible because you know you're going out. So it's like senior slide the whole time.
How do you figure that?
Because if you're only there for 6 years and you've got nothing to lose, you're there to be the most corrupted. If you're that type of person, then I think you're there. You're going to make the biggest bang for your buck in 6 years, and then that's it. And you know you don't have to worry about being reelected.
We have a very fundamental disagreement. And that's okay, because I think that's what's healthy.
That's okay. I don't care. It's fine.
Yeah, right. It's just there. 6 years, you can put your ideas into place. Yeah, you can hopefully make it all work. The slide on the corruption comes, for the most part, after. If you look at the number of people that have been there, and you can say, well, they get corrupted in 6 years. Good Lord, if we're that cynical about the whole thing, we ought not to have a democracy. We ought to have some kind of oligarchy.
Well, you're always saying we don't have a democracy.
Well, we have an elected republic. Well, we don't because of the system. Yeah, you're right. We do not have a democracy. We teach it, and we declare that we have it around the world, but we really aren't practicing what we preach because we have a representative republic that is led by people who are really not elected by the vote. They're elected by people that we've just talked about who are members of Congress who cast the final vote on who the president will be, supposedly based on how the people in their state vote. But your vote doesn't count as it should. If that were the case, then Al Gore would have been president and George Bush would not have been president.
And by the way,
yeah,
after 6 years as a senator, you get a pension.
Yeah, there's too much of that, too. It's just much of the cozy relationship. There's just too much.
Well, 6 years of anywhere, you shouldn't have a golden parachute if it's a company. You shouldn't have a pension. I mean, that's, you know, yeah.
They get insurance, and the pension is not equal to their full salaries. But the Congress, you have to be in there for 20 years, though. You don't get a pension.
Okay.
Their retirement.
But the kinds of things, and this is so easily, there are examples that have been so easy to find with the current group that's in there. Here's the latest outrage. 800 illegal immigrants from dangerous countries who were supposed to be deported, instead were given citizenship by Homeland Security because they made a mistake and didn't check their fingerprints to find out who they really were.
Oops.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, what are we running here? What are we paying for? And people want, they say, well, we have to pay more in taxes because we need more services. No, you need people who are competent. And our system does not reward competency. It rewards loyalty. It rewards the kinds of things that don't really move you. It moves you ahead, but it doesn't move us ahead. And that's why the poll today suggesting that 57% of voters who were surveyed in the CBS poll, Washington Times poll, say things are going to hell in a handbasket in this country. A strange, uneasy feeling about the state of things. And 74% of that group were Republicans, 59% were independents, 47% were Democrats that agree with this statement. And there are 28 different demographics in our country who are listed in the survey. The folks who are religionists were the most negative, which is really very interesting. Military veterans, 63% say country is going directly down the tubes. White women, 63% say the country is going to hell. People who live in the country, farmers, American family farmers, 62% of them say they don't see any future on the farm. How can you have a country like this that has no agricultural future?
I saw that CEO of Bayer saying how great the deal is going to be for farmers. Did you see that?
What a screw job.
How are they trying to bamboozle farmers into that? I don't understand. Well, are farmers buying that? Or is that just a press thing that looks good to people?
The big agribusinesses are buying it, and big farmers who have thousands of acres of land that they farm find using Monsanto's products allows them to produce more. It doesn't allow them to produce better.
Right.
It just allows them to produce more. And speaking of that, the FDA has found some Roundup in honey. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. What a garbage. What a thing. The old garbage in, garbage out. All right. So let's now, everybody calm down. Have a good day. It's a very nice time we're going to have together here. It's 19 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. ET on 9 raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life.
From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In store only.
Pete. non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And Dandy, 23 after the hour on DJV. Jennifer is the J, and then there's Victoria, and then there's Doug, and then there's Richie, and then there's Conan. Late night television from last night. James Corden having some fun as a result of the Emmys on Sunday, how prominent he was. But Conan O'Brien, who was not prominent on the Emmy broadcast, but has a good show. Here he jokes from his monologue last night about a 70-year-old woman who found a doctor listed her race as Caucasian when she's been living as a black person here in America.
It's been reported that after living more than 70 years as an African American, a woman discovered from a document that she's actually white. Yeah, the document in question was a ticket to a Mumford & Sons concert.
Jimmy Fallon joking that when Mel Brooks and Morgan Freeman received the National Medal of Arts and whatever other things they give him at the White House, Mel will say, "Thank you, God," and Morgan Freeman will respond in a godly voice.
I want to say congratulations to both Mel Brooks and Morgan Freeman, who will receive the National Medal of Arts this week at the White House. Congratulations. When Mel Brooks heard about the honor, he said that he'd like to thank God. Then Morgan Freeman said,
"You're welcome."
He's played, how often has Morgan Freeman played God in a number of movies, hasn't he? A
couple times, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what are they have the Medal of Arts, they have the Medal of Freedom. Isn't there another award ceremony that's similar to this that's in December? They always play the show around.
Oh, that's the
Christmas
Kennedy
time.
Center Honors.
Huh. So
I think that's
honors.
What you're thinking of, right? Yeah. That's not a government thing, but yeah. That's.
How come nobody's ever given me an honor? What's the story?
Do you want one, Doug?
We'll think one up for you. We'll come up with something.
Rich and I will have a little arts and crafts session this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. We'll make one for you. My daughter's got a lot of Play-Doh at home.
Yeah.
I've got some Krylon, gold Krylon. I'll paint it.
All right, so
half of a tiki bar we'll give you.
Cyrus is in the news today.
Baby, I'm in the mood.
What are we doing here?
Once again, Miley Cyrus.
That's Miley Cyrus.
I didn't tell the story yet.
Let him set it up. Let him set it up.
Do that. Story here first. Thank you very much.
I didn't realize Jimmy was on the front of that. Sorry.
Right. It's all right, Richie. Okay, so anyway, Miley Cyrus in the news for a couple of reasons. She's now a judge on The Voice. And if you saw it last night, premiered for the 11th season, she's on with Miley, with Alicia Keys. They are the new judges. Miley picked up a really good singer last night. And she won him over, saying that she would find songs for him that people wouldn't expect to hear. Her cover of Bob Dylan's I'm in the Mood for You from Fallon started trending on Twitter as an example of how she chooses obscure songs and makes them her own. Here's that performance from The Tonight Show.
A cover of Baby, I'm in the Mood for You. Once again, Miley Cyrus.
I'm in the Mood for You.
I don't really know this song. I love Bob Dylan, but I love her version of it. I went and listened to the original.
I don't know the song either.
Sometimes I'm in the mood. I wanna leave my lonesome home. Sometimes I'm in the mood. I wanna hear my milk cow moan. And sometimes I'm in the mood. I wanna hit that highway road. But then again, said, oh, babe, I'm in the mood for you. Sometimes I'm in the mood for you. I want to back up against the wall. And sometimes I'm in the mood for you. I want to live in my pony stall. I said, so.
It's quite good. I'm not a fan of hers, but I kind of like this, actually.
She's very surprising, I'm telling you.
I don't like her lifestyle. But this is a good song. 28 past the hour.
Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do, but if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So, sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do, because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We're on call here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, right, or any place you can get the archives at DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org. We're just here to occupy your brain and the activity that goes on in our brains. You can imagine three powerful brains on the air, sometimes four at the same time. Who will flick out for that energy? 34 past the hour, Tuesday, the 20th of September. The fellow who was an Afghani native who's been arrested in connection with the blasts in Manhattan and New Jersey, 29 people wounded. There was a shootout yesterday. Apparently, there was a fingerprint on one of the unexploded bombs that led the FBI to find this guy, Ahmad Khan Rahami. who was he and his family ran some kind of a store in New Jersey. What kind of a, they have a chicken store or a chicken? What the heck?
Yeah, it's a little chicken restaurant.
Chicken restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right.
This is Rich McFadden. I'm Victoria Keelan. That's Rich McFadden.
Do you want me to introduce everybody again? No, I didn't.
Well, you didn't, so I thought it might be good.
Thank you. Victoria,
handsome
Rich.
Voices.
Yes, right. All right, anyway, so the officer that he, Ramadi was shot in his right shoulder, I think, and in his leg. He was not shot. They did not shoot to kill. Apparently, they want to find out some more information, see who else might be involved in this. But the whole device was in a pressure cooker. And how are we talking about those old pressure cooker pots that we used to cook pot roast in?
Yep.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
So how do they do
that? Modern version of it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was an actual cooking device. I thought it was something that, like, is from a laboratory or something.
No. I think this is something that you would cook.
Make with it?
Well, anything that needs to be steamed or prepared. You could put a pot roast in there. You could put a leg of lamb in there. You could stick anything in there. There's a pressure. I don't even think they make these things anymore.
But they do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Has a little pressure gauge on the top of it.
Yep.
You take the device off, and the steam comes out.
They were dangerous.
Oh, they're very dangerous.
My grandmother had one blow up on those.
Yeah. So you've never seen one of those, Victoria?
No.
Really?
I've heard of them, but I just assumed it was some sort of laboratory.
No, I can remember. As a matter of fact, I remember as a kid, a pot roast being cooked on the stove at my house, and I took the thing would whistle when it was done.
Exactly.
It would whistle. And I remember taking the top off of it, and the steam went up to the ceiling, and it made a mess on the ceiling, and I had to clean it up. It sprays out. It's powerful. So the suggestion came from somebody yesterday, are we going to now outlaw pressure cookers? I don't think anybody...
Or is it going to become like over-the-counter medications where you have to show your driver's license and fingerprint to buy a pressure cooker?
Pressure cooker, right, okay.
Imagine my grandmother having to show her driver's license to buy a pressure cooker.
Right. Elizabeth lives in Albany, Oregon, and has some comments on what's going on. How do you think that there's any chance that you're going to be approached or that your area of the world is going to have problems with terrorists?
As a matter of fact, somebody across the way, the cops have been surrounding his place and coming really late at night and putting on bulletproof vests and going with flashlights and stuff about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. This is three times in a row. And when I come out and I say, is there any danger? And they got the bulletproof vests on, they won't talk to me. You know, they say, well, it's not an imminent danger right now. And so nobody really knows what's going on. And it's
Do you think that you think that Muslims are more dangerous than non-Muslims?
You know, actually now I do.
Right.
I just got through watching 1984. Okay, you know the movie, the old movie.
Well, there's a book. It's a book by George Orwell.
Orwell wrote it.
All pigs are equal.
Anyway.
Some pigs are more equal than others, etc. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and they have like 2-minute hate sessions, and they have Big Brother, which Obama reminds me so much of Big Brother. You know, the way he's running all this, and the way the establishment is doing their thing. But the thing about it is you don't know anymore who's who or what's what. All I know is everybody that's an elite wants to be in charge. Okay? All I heard that the Muslims that are the terrorists are the elite Muslims that are throwing their weight around and doing the things they're doing. And of course, we don't know what anybody's doing anymore. The police won't talk to you because they're busy, you know, doing their thing. And this, like I said, this place has been, they surrounded the place three times, and it's just it's an apartment complex, but it's all one level. And I don't dare put a Trump sticker on my window because I'm afraid somebody will ram me. You know, or wear a Hillary for prison shirt or anything like that, because it's just gotten nutty. But the issue that I really wanted to tell you guys was just that everybody thinks that they're so much better than the average person, you know.
So does it make sense to you, Elizabeth, to vote for Gary Johnson?
Not at all. No. Not at all, because any vote that we don't give to Trump means Hillary's in.
Really? And you think that Trump... So would you say you
Trump
were a typical...
Trump doesn't think he's better than anyone else, of course.
No.
Trump, the thing with you Trump is Hillary he's a businessman. And he, you know what? I never watched his program. I never watched the You're Fired stuff. I never thought anything of it. And then the only thing I watched of his was the Republican National Convention. That's it. And I watched the sincerity in his face, his wife, the things that they've done to her. And I've emailed him a couple of times, and he always answers me back. And I listen to radio talk shows, okay? And he always calls these radio talk shows. And it's not just, I mean, it's both-sided at radio talk shows, but there's a legitimate sound, and I can hear his soul. I can hear what's coming from him because he looks at the common man and wants us to roll up our sleeves together. And that's what I'm getting from him. And I have never felt this way about anybody in my life, ever.
All right, well, you've expressed yourself well. Thank you, Elizabeth. Nice to hear from you. Is that the typical, somebody's going to say, there's the typical Donald Trump voter right there. Thoughts? There are a lot of people in this country who think exactly like that. A lot of people listening to this program who think that I should be much more strident when it comes to my opinion about either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I think I'm pretty strident about here's how I made up my mind. I decided, I've waffled back and forth on this for quite a long time. I've said early on I was for Donald Trump, and then I said, nah, because he's too outrageous and he's not using his head when it comes to some of the things he's saying. It's just not necessary. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll vote for Hillary Clinton. And then I thought, nah, I'm not going to do that. Well, the reason that I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump is that his running mate, Mike Pence from Indiana, said that he's modeled his career after his idol, Dick Cheney. Anybody who has Dick Cheney as an idol is completely off the mark. I'm being nice. Dick Cheney is one of the worst people to ever come along and quote-unquote serve America. He served himself. He and Donald Rumsfeld spent four decades serving themselves to the point where they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Not that there haven't been other beings saying, well, Sam, Bill Clinton did the same thing. Yeah, he did. But the despicable way in which he has done it is what bothers me. I'm just saying that is the reason I'm not voting for that ticket, because anybody who's connected to Dick Cheney, in my mind, is a horror show. So whether Pence thinks, and he was so smug about it when he said what he thought about it. I've never liked Pence anyway, frankly. But so there we go, and we've had all of the divisive conversation we're going to have today. It's over. Good news up next here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly sock.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. Online raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life.
From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Okay, before I do the good news, you want one more polarizing bit of information, Victoria. Victoria, Richie, and Doug on DJV. 5.5% of the Clinton Foundation's massive budget went to charitable grants, according to their IRS filings. The rest went to salaries and employee benefits and, quote-unquote, other expenses. The Clinton Foundation spent $91 million in 2014. 5.2 went to charitable grants. Does that give you anything to chew
Wait,
on?
Wait, say that again?
$91 million went to running the organization.
Right.
$5 million went to charitable grants. So the IRS.
I feel like that happens way too much with every organization.
Yeah, the Red Cross is the same. The Goodwill Industries people, man, that you talk about ripoff.
A scam.
What the Goodwill doesn't do anything for anybody
like
except themselves.
3-5% of their money goes to help people.
And then the Red Cross and even Wounded Warriors. I mean, all the people at the top of Wounded Warriors, which is something that we all should be supportive of. But I don't support that organization anymore. When you see the corruption that's at the top, it's crazy.
Right. It's very easy for these things to become corrupt because there's not a lot of. I mean, who?
There's no like checks and balances.
No, who investigates? Who looks over? Is there a board of directors there? Do they get paid?
Oh, there is. Go to charitynavigator.com and it'll tell you what their money goes to of any nonprofit that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only based on what they actually file, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have to file. I mean, our sister organization is a veterans nonprofit, and it's very strict. And to keep and get a good grade, you have to play by the rules, and you have to give up the information.
Hi, Rich, you got a good grade. You got an A for this hour.
Woo!
But Victoria gets an A+.
Oh, wow,
there you go.
She should.
10 minutes before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. Doug and Victoria and Richie focusing on a new shopping app in a moment. Plus, a robot goes to class in place of a student. Two tech stories that will pique your interest coming right up here.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFD for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, 55 past the hour, Tech Talk time. So, Victoria, what's this new shopping app that one can use to go grocery shopping? There are all kinds of tons of apps for grocery shopping. Aren't they going to the food store?
Yeah, it was at the food store. Yes, I love that. I say the food store now, and I have to correct myself because
why? What's wrong? It's the food store.
It's the grocery store.
It's the food store.
Well, if you're going to the grocery store or the food store, whatever your preference, there is a new app called Basket, and it is a great app. It's just like Waze. If you ever use Waze in traffic, which a lot of us are using more and more, I can't get in and out of New York City without using Waze. It's a crowdsourced app that tells you real-time traffic, and Basket is the same thing, but it tells you real-time grocery prices. So this is being labeled as the app for the 99%, because a lot of people are doing grocery delivery services and things like that, and they can be really expensive. And so with Basket, they have 900,000 SKUs that are already have been inputted into the system. So if you want to type in, all you do, it's a free app, you type in what your grocery list is, and it will tell you what stores are near you that have the best prices for the products that you need on your list. It's kind of revolutionary, and I think this is absolutely going to be the next big thing in terms of shopping. And this could give Amazon,
like, you know, fresh fruits for broccoli, you know, for example.
Well, no, it'll tell you what the per pound price is around you, and it's all based on, there are people who are working on the back end of the app, and all they do, they just shop, and they go around and they take their smartphone and they work for the company. They go to all the products that they can and they snap a picture of the SKU, and that way the price is inputted, and so you know when you, the next day, if you need to go and get something, that you'll find the best prices. And there's one case where one of the co-founders who used to work at Waze actually got the idea for it at Waze. He said that one customer using Basket saved $75 by driving less than 2 miles away to a different store to make the same purchase.
I've got six grocery stores within a mile of me.
Yeah.
You should try this,
yeah,
Rich.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You should absolutely try Basket. It's a free app on iOS and Android. I think this is going to be a really cool big thing, for sure.
Sounds terrific. All right, so Richie's got a story of a youngster who goes to school with one of his children who is not able to go to class, so there was a robot.
He's a little bit older. He's a 15-year-old, a friend of our son, and he has MS and had spinal surgery and had a rod inserted in his back. So he's missed the first month or so of school, and he's in a wheelchair. But he's missing his friends at school and missing being in class and around people. So he's been homeschooled for the last month. So they sent this little robot into the school yesterday that he controlled with his iPad from his home. And it had his face on the iPad, and it was kind of like what's the robot that stands up and just rolls around with his face on it on the iPad.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, kind of like the Segways type thing.
Oh, okay.
And it went into the class, and he was able to see all of his friends, and his friends were able to see him. And his mom said he was so excited and jumped at the chance to be able to do this because he misses everybody from being at home every day. So,
and how did the kids react to it?
Yeah, they thought it was cool. They see this robot with a T-shirt come on and his face on the screen, and they were like, this is awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Good. That's a good story. Thank you. R and V and D at 59F.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.